Welcome to the Jen Baker Family Show, coming to you from the village of Morningside, USA, snuggled in the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Today, our special guest is Morningside's Director of World Missions, Bishop Ron Webb, and pastor of Morningside Church, Pastor Joe Campbell. Our co-hosts today are Maricela Woodall and me, Tammy Sue Baker. And now, direct from Grace Street at Morningside, USA, here's your hosts, Pastor Jim and Lori Baker.
So let's start out with a song.
Hi, everybody.
You can make it.
You can make it.
This is for somebody.
You can make it. Oh, this trial you're going through, God's gonna show you just what to do. You can make it. You can make it. I don't care what's going wrong, God won't let it last too long. And you're not in this thing alone. You can make it.
Amen. That's for you today. You feel like you're not going to make it? I've had a lot of those this last year, but I'll tell you what, I've made it.
Yes, amen. You did. You have. You
You're going to make it, Lori.
That's right. I'm thinking that for me today. How about you?
Yes.
There's just some days where you're like, you just want to stay in bed and cuddle in the in your sheets and your blanket and your pillow.
We have a fascinating show today.
But we are going to have fun today. You're going to love it.
And we have with us Pastor Joe Campbell, the pastor.
Yes.
Do we have a name of our church?
Morningside Church.
Well, we know that.
That's the name of our church.
But it's you
exciting.
Pastor the local church and the local community.
Yes.
And you just finished Christmas here.
Yes, we did. We had an awesome time. And, you know, we had a lot of community. And we did Operation Christmas Blessings. And we asked the people to pick 3 to 5 families and go out and buy or, you know, get gifts from our giveaway.
Yes.
And they went down and they got these gifts and they packaged them up and wrapped them and they took them along with a letter and they knocked on the doors and they said, on behalf of Morningside Church, we just want to be a blessing
Amen.
To you. And they gave them out. And I tell you, we probably had over 150 families that we were able to do this for.
And you used the tabernacle. You turned the tabernacle, the beautiful tabernacle in the valley.
They
turned it into a big free store.
That's right.
It was amazing.
A celebration for Christmas.
People walked in and they were shocked.
Yeah.
Because it was wall to wall stuff. Everything from little toys to dishware and, I mean, yard work stuff. I mean, everything.
Clothing,
we had stuff from Target, from Ross, from,
amazing.
I mean, it was just amazing what God put together.
Yeah.
Well, we have also today with us is Bishop Ron Webb.
Yeah.
Who is the World Missions Director of our ministry.
Yes.
World Ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And home missions as well as world missions.
Yes.
And he's senior pastor at Mount Calvary Powerhouse Church in Poplar Bluff, Missouri. He's one of the great, great teachers of the world. He's honored as one of the great. He has written, how many books have you written now for Behind the Pulpit or something?
Well, it's behind the scenes.
Yeah.
It's 9 books.
Wow.
We've
authored 9 books now.
I'll tell you what, your book, you know, and I told you this, Bishop, as when my mom passed away. Bishop's book, Scar Wars, he kept calling and checking on me and Lady Georgia, and they were just checking on me nonstop. And I was really a mess those first few days. I was asking you some real tough questions, and you were answering them. But your book, Scar Wars, really ministered to me about the loss of a loved one and going through that grieving process as you have, as Pastor Joe has.
Yes.
You know, both of you have lost a son.
Yes.
And I'm like, how do you do this, Bishop?
Yes.
I don't know how to do this. I need your help. And I'm saying, Georgia, I need you. But that book ministered to me in such a powerful way. I have it on my next to my Bible on my nightstand right now, and I go back and keep reading the prayer the grieving process. And so, thank you.
Do you think we could get them all printed? And you know, I used to send out a sleeve.
Yeah. Right.
With the books in it.
That's
I had
what we need.
I had the whole Bible book
because
by book in a sleeve.
They're nice but, thin books.
Yes.
And
he reads.
I would love for every pastor. You know, I believe I wouldn't have gone to prison if you would have been my friend back then. Yeah. Because what you taught is so powerful. Yes. And it just I count you as my great friend,
Amen.
But also my counselor. And you've had the experience. And how many brothers and sisters do you have?
We have 10.
10?
Ten siblings.
That's why you're so smart.
Well, and I had amazing
parents. And your mom is still
parents.
Alive. Is she still on the
My
farm?
My mom is still alive on the farm. And when Pastor Jim walked into our home on the farm,
I love it.
My dad never gets excited about anything. My mom will hug a bear. You know? But when Pastor Jim walked into home, my dad, he was like, oh, Pastor Jim, because he would watch you every morning at 6 a.m. before he would go to work.
Yeah. Wow.
And he couldn't believe it. All the time you was there and we was praying, he would say, I can't believe Pastor Jim is in the house. But he absolutely loves you. And
you
my mom still talks about, remember what Pastor said, don't sell the phone.
That's been my motto for quite a while.
Yes.
That's why everybody thinks I'm crazy. Because I say things like, don't sell the farm. Mm-hmm. You know, if you got a farm, keep it. You're going to need it soon.
Well, he would tell
us
that all the time.
In fact, I want to get a farm, some more farmland, Pastor Joe.
Amen. We need to do that.
We need some more land.
Yes, we do.
Because I believe in farmers. And
I've been
looking.
And I believe
that if you're going to eat, you're going to have to either grow food or have some food stored.
Yes.
And I don't know if I dare talk about our food or not because it's probably gone by now, but we have 2,000 buckets.
Yes, that's right. Well, what we're telling everyone is if you want to take advantage right now of the Prepared Pantry 60 meal buckets, all you have to do is call us at 1-888-988-1588. The operators are there. And what we're doing is as we receive batches, Dad, we've been working. And anytime we receive batches, we are just offering them when they're available. Or when you call and they're not available, you can be added to a wait list. And you'll be the very first one to get one when the
making enough anymore. They know they have it on their website.
Yeah,
they're not receiving any more customers.
That's right.
No one else can, but we can because we've been their long range. You know, for years we've been their customer, and so what we decided to do instead of just waiting to get enough, as soon as we get a bat,
that's right,
we tell you about it.
Yeah.
Now if the operators will tell you if there's not any left, but this is brand new, fresh. 30-year shelf life food.
Wow.
And this is going to keep you from starving. And I'll tell you what. I keep wanting to preach my sermon, but I'm not going to do it. But I want to tell you, this is not going to be easy year.
Yeah.
Everybody think, it's just going to get better and better. There's nowhere in the Bible it even says that. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's why we preachers got to be prepared for what's coming.
Yes. Amen.
And I haven't finished introducing Bishop. You're a member of our board of directors.
Yes, sir.
So glad to have you on the board.
Yes.
Honored to be a part of what God is doing through you. Amen.
Amen.
And so.
And your show.
You have a show that's on our network.
Leadership Behind the Scenes.
Yes.
It can be seen on the PTL, Voice the Prophets Network.
Yes.
I love it. It's
Amen.
An awesome show.
Pastor, I was just in Arkansas, and these people watch the show faithfully.
Aww.
And one of the gentlemen said to me that he watched the show on Star Wars, and he said he called the show and ordered 100 books.
Oh!
Wow. I said 100 books? Wow. He said, I ordered 100 books from whoever he called on the show, and he said he had just lost a son.
And do you have any Star Wars in stock?
I've got less than 3,000.
We can do it for a $20 donation to the ministry, and that also includes the shipping and handling.
Why do you like Star Wars, Lori?
Because it literally ministers to every part of your being, everything we go through.
I believe it's the greatest wisdom for a preacher.
Yeah.
How to make it through.
Yeah.
It goes back to what Pastor just said. A pastor said to me when he read Leadership from Behind the Scenes, he says, had I read this book, I wouldn't have resigned from pastoring.
There it is.
He says, but I couldn't identify the warfare.
Yes.
He says, but you name the warfare, and then you share your experience.
Yeah, you've been through it.
See, the problem with preachers is we want to show and tell everybody how successful we are, but Thomas Edison says, I failed to my way to success.
Yeah.
Think about that.
That's right.
We only want to talk about the success, but nobody wants to talk about their failures.
Yeah.
But we need the wisdom of the old and the strength of the young.
Yes, we do.
I'm preparing a message now where we have to walk together.
We do. Amen.
This young generation have not gone through the factory of blood, sweat, and tears.
That's right.
And we need the old papas in the corner that will speak wisdom to our lives.
That's right.
Amen.
Excellent.
So neat.
Why do you think you're so street savvy when it comes to being a preacher? You have a great church, a beautiful church.
Yeah. Yes.
And you travel everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, you're one of the most sought-after speakers in America. You're always on the road.
Yeah.
I'll call you, and you have a van, like, or whatever.
Yes, we have a team.
So you can, they drive you a lot of time because you're still studying while you're getting ready to go to the next sermon.
And I study better on the ground than I do in the air.
We're not going to talk about that. We don't want to even get going on that. But,
you know, God gives us a team. Funny. A teamwork makes the dream work.
But we love you, and I'm very proud to have you on the board of our directors. And a few weeks ago, a few days ago, really, for us, it's just a few weeks ago, but it's you talked to me on the phone. You called me about the tornado.
Yes.
And you have several pastors that you've actually preached in the churches, and their churches have been really damaged, really almost wiped out.
Yeah. Well, both of those pastors that we were able to interview, they're ministering in a revival at one of my great friends, which happens to be a Caucasian brother, where there was a young minister, African-American minister pastor there during that revival, accepted his calling in that revival and ended up pastoring the church from that revival.
Wow.
And we interviewed the both of them.
Wow.
It was amazing. God just orchestrated it all. But as a result of that, who would have known that we would come back almost 15 years later after preaching revival in both of the churches that was flattened?
Yes. In Mayfield, Kentucky.
In Mayfield, Kentucky.
Wow.
Wow.
And
wow.
It was awesome.
One of the things that I'm talking about for the new year is Mayfield. I believe that tornado and those outbreaks, I don't know how many tornadoes hit. Does anybody know?
Like 40, wasn't it?
Yeah, 30 to 40, yes.
But Bishop, you being on the board of the director, you're an important part of my life. And you always call me when I'm in need for some reason or feeling down. And I don't even talk on the phone anymore. I haven't talked on the phone much, but you get a hold of me somehow, that you called me, and you felt that we ought to do something in Kentucky.
I really felt that. I felt the impression of the Holy Spirit. All I could see was Morningside helping rebuild Morehouse.
Yeah. Yes.
And
right.
I don't know if the Lord just showed me.
I wish we had
a vision
pictures
there.
Of that.
Yes.
Morehouse, Missouri,
Morehouse,
right?
Missouri.
We went to go and we rebuilt a town.
Yeah. And you kept
the
saying,
ministry.
the church, you know.
Yeah.
And you know, FEMA was there. And by the way, your crew that you sent was amazing.
Oh, that's
I have to
great.
Tell you, you
got
an awesome crew.
Amen.
Good.
Well trained. And we kept saying, I wish Pastor Jim was here.
Because I wanted to be there.
But we know your heart, though.
You know, when you were there, you were there, and I was talking to you.
Yeah.
But I'm not able to really travel, and the doctors have ordered me to have therapy, that I have to walk, and I haven't been walking. I haven't walked for a year and a half. It was really walk, you know. I went out and got you a Christmas present.
Thank you, honey.
But you gave me a cane, so I walked with a cane. Old Jim Baker out there. Oh, my God, that man's getting old.
Sorry, guys.
You know, but but I, you got me out by
That's good.
Going and getting you a Christmas present.
That was great.
But, you know, you and I went there.
Yes.
To Morehouse, is it?
Morehouse, Missouri. And you kidnapped me and
oh, that's
took me
right.
to the Mississippi River.
That's it.
Yeah.
But backtrack.
At Morehouse,
yeah.
That town was really damaged.
It was underwater, the whole little town.
Yeah.
And you said, we're going to rebuild Morehouse by yeah. faith, mm-hmm. the help mm-hmm. of the Lord. And I'm telling you, mm-hmm. it was the most amazing thing.
Yeah. But oh, those my. People, we yeah. were there. I was there. We,
yes.
I got to go to that,
yes, you did.
That site. And we, they had to, the flood... You have to get your wallboard down immediately.
That's right.
Why do you? Why
because
did
because of the
that?
Mold, the setup, and they were able to cut out the sheetrock yeah. there, and yeah. we replaced it.
You and sent, we were buying sheetrock.
Where you send tractor trailers in there?
That's right.
And they
full
unloaded
of sheetrock.
It, full of sheetrock, and man, it was yeah. just amazing, Pastor. And all I could think about in Mayfield is Pastor Jim needs to be here.
Yes. Yeah.
You
yes.
know, because
yes.
once you put your yeah. touch on it, everything changes.
Everything changes. Really
but, you know, here we are. You called me, and you're ahead of mission, so I have to listen to you.
Yeah, I didn't want to get fired.
But I'm thinking, we're trying to save the network.
Right.
Yeah.
Keep this ministry going.
And so we helped rebuild a complete city, Pastor.
A complete city. Yeah,
it
and supplied the needs. And not only sheetrock, truckloads of sheetrock, I can remember you sending like dressers and
oh, yeah.
beds
furniture.
And furniture.
Right.
And, you know, all these things
Everything
are coming back to mind now.
Yeah.
You said, no, we there want the house. When the mm. people move back in the house, they need furniture
wow.
on and on. And God like, just partners. Started responding to the call, and mm-hmm. I'm telling you, mm-hmm. it was amazing.
Now, we had masks on in there, and that wasn't COVID.
No, this was in 2012, yeah, as you can
they
see on the screen.
They found some video back then.
Yes.
Wow.
There's where we are mm-hmm. in those homes with all that water damage.
Of
oh,
mold.
My God.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
They just had to almost tear their houses yeah. down, yeah. but they had to bring all the wallboard out.
Yeah.
But that was a joy of yeah. our life. They were bringing in water bottles.
They're bringing yeah. the Seychelles. Wow. Yeah.
In a flight, you got all that.
There it is.
You got
There's
all
the mattresses.
That's right.
mattresses.
Wow. Good memory.
Wow.
That's
Rock.
Great.
I'll tell you, Pastor
rock.
Joe, you have an wow. ability to get stuff.
Yes, yeah, you do.
You and I, if we weren't preachers, we'd be junk men.
That's right.
You guys would be like those guys on the pickers.
Yeah,
you
the
know,
pickers.
I could see you two together. Oh my goodness.
We could be
yes.
Sanford and Son.
Oh, and then there's that one too. Okay.
You know, I got a semi truckload of trim right now.
Can we have it?
Sure.
Wow. Yeah.
We'll pass it on. Yeah. I mean, that's a finishing touch, but
that
you know,
sure
they're going to need it.
Well, they're going to need that.
You
they
better
are.
Believe
yeah.
it.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
And okay,
I got
great.
Some
what we need right now
right
is.
Right now, we need a lot.
I'm going to help rebuild two churches because there are two pastors that you know.
Yes.
You've been there.
Yes.
And my goal is to rebuild those churches so
Amen.
They're having church in a few weeks.
You know, years ago. We got hit with a tornado at our camp about 6 years ago, and I got up and I told the church that we were not going to have camp that year. We were going to skip a year because the devastation was so bad. We lost one major building and about four roofs off another, and it just folded the faces of some of the buildings. And you could hear the people just, you know, it was like the energy just went out of them in the service. Monday morning, I got a call from you. And you said you were praying, and the Holy Spirit told you to give me $10,000. And I was shocked, and I said, is that because of the tornado? You said, what tornado?
Yeah.
You had no idea. Just God had laid on your heart.
Wow.
And, Pastor, I know you hear from God,
yes.
and I know that you heard from God. And I went back to the people. We went to the bank, borrowed the money to go ahead and build and rebuild. 27 days later, we were putting the hot water heaters in as the kids were coming into the camp, and it was the largest baptisms that we had ever had in our camp
wow.
that year.
Wow.
We did 127 kids baptisms that year.
Wow.
And it changed those kids' lives. But,
you know, And God will speak to me when you don't have any money. That's what I kind of really get upset with God sometimes. I say, God, you know I don't have any money. But he always sends it.
Yes.
He always sends it. Yeah. And we're helping Mayfield when we are in trouble ourselves. We've had to take and cancel some of our stations because they've raised the prices. And we can't go on. You can't have a budget that you can't meet.
Right, right.
Eventually, they come and take it away. You know, yeah. So we're doing everything, and we're gonna make it.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
We built this network, and the new network is going strong.
Yes.
It's going strong.
Yes.
It's getting stronger
network.
Every
Amen.
Day, Nana.
Yes, it is. Amen. Amen.
You signed the papers.
I did.
I'm coming back on you.
I'm coming back to God.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know. If you don't abandon what God has called you
Come
to do,
on,
when you
yeah,
have got,
it.
When you go through the valleys, you don't abandon. If anything, you have more faith. Because we look to God to see us through this. But I love it, Dad. This is what you told me when we talked about Kentucky. He's training me. He's teaching me. And he's teaching me about faith and what you can do with God. All things are possible.
Wow.
And Dad said, he's like, this is what we're going to do. This is our pre-miracle.
Wow.
We are making these decisions pre-miracle, even without what we have, what we know we don't have. This is what God can do. And he said, you watch and see what only God can do. And we are anticipating. But you give us an opportunity. That's a thing that every partner that I meet, they say thank you. Because Jim Baker has given us opportunity through a worldwide television show to partner with you guys, to save lives, to go into these devastated areas, over 200 miles of devastation, Dad.
Yeah.
200
one
miles.
Tornado.
Four
actually,
states affected by that.
And then there was like, you said maybe 40 tornadoes altogether.
Yeah. Yes.
You said that not only...
Mayfield is getting a lot of national attention.
Yeah, but it's all
but
around.
It's the counties
That's
around.
Right.
Like Dresden and some of those counties. There was like 8 pastors there with us.
Okay.
And it was devastating.
You are our missions director. You're on the grounds there. I would have been there if I could.
I know it.
And I'm going on therapy for a few weeks, and I'm gonna
yes,
learn
physical.
To walk to get strong again.
Amen.
Because I fall over easy. I'm like the wobbles. I'm not supposed to fall. The wobbles.
You're gonna keep. You're gonna start walking.
Yeah,
you're gonna walk.
I fall down. And when you fall on your face a few times, you learn not to do that. But we're excited because I believe God had us help the people in Mayfield and all that area.
Yes.
And every time there's something, you've been at missions with me all over the world. I mean, all over this country.
Yes.
We've gone down the Mississippi, all the tornadoes
Texas
and floods
and
everything. And God rewards us when we step out.
Amen.
And I want people today, this SOS offering, we got a $1,000 offering that we've been asking for, and that's helping us to pay the bills for the stations, but it's also going to help us with this. I mean, we sent 2 truckloads down,
right? Yes. It was amazing. Just overnight, we had assigned Miracles for Mayfield. And in just less than 24 hours, we had a tractor trailer filled plus a truck from Morningside all together. We partnered together. And it was amazing. Brand new coach, food. And when we unloaded the truck, the kids were literally screaming and running and grabbing the coats and the food. And, I mean, so many things, flashlights that y'all send, water bottles. It was amazing. And some coats and food. It was everything.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
The parents was literally crying. There was Christmas trees that was being given away, but nobody had taken any because they didn't have a home to put them in.
Right. Oh, my.
Yeah.
But they needed those coats so bad.
Yes.
And only Bishop would have thought of coats, I think. But
thousands. We had thousands.
Of brand new coats.
Brand new coats. And you should see some footage of that. And one, there was a little girl and a little boy grabbed a coat and said, Mom, Dad, you didn't have money to buy us coats for Christmas. And you're talking about the smile of a child. And one of those kids just picked up a coat and said, I've got a new coat for Christmas. And, man, it was a moment. I mean, I just had to fight back the tears, to be honest with you.
And all of you that helped us, you get the reward.
Yes.
Right.
You get the rewards if you do. And if you have a need, I want you to sow into the need. We hear that every once in a while about sowing it. But it works.
Yes.
It works. There's times when I was at the lowest, and God said, I know in Charlotte, when we were building this new studio in Charlotte, in town, what do you call that? The Heritage Village. So remember what I'm talking about. Yes. And building this beautiful, first time ever I'd ever built a brand new studio like that, you know, beautiful place. And I got word that vandals had burnt down a church. It was a black church in Charlotte.
Wow.
And they'd burned it down. And God said, Jim, build it up. Help them build. Read the church.
Wow. Yeah.
And I said, God, I'm trying to build this building. You want me to build a whole church?
Yeah.
And God said, yes. Wow. And we built with God's help. And the people did it. The people did it all.
Yeah.
When I was in court, the judge would always say, well, you didn't do it, did you? I said, well, yes. He said, well, it wasn't your money, was it? Well, I said, no, it was the people's money. So he made it sound like it wasn't. I was using the people's money. Well, that's what we do. We take up offerings. That's what preachers do. Uh-huh. But we built that church, Pastor.
Yes.
I bought the same pews that I was putting in that new building.
Oh.
I bought the same carpet that I was putting in our building. Everything that we were doing, and we were doing first class because I try to build first class. And so we helped build that church.
Amen.
Wow.
And
Amen.
God built that building for us.
Yeah.
Debt free.
Wow. I believe in that.
Debt free.
Yeah.
Let's do this little roll-in from Mayfield. And we got so much to talk about today. And I want you to pray about doing that $1,000 or any offering you can to help us as we begin this new year. Let's have our bills paid. Let's see America. Every time you sow to somebody that can't give you anything back.
Yes, that's how it works.
You're going to be blessed.
Yeah.
Sow into this offering today, would you? Let's roll that video.
Well, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad. I'm Bishop Ron Webb, along with a dear friend of mine and a longtime friend, our state rep, Mr. Hardy Billington, is joining us today on this trip to Mayfield, Kentucky. And he stopped by Walmart to buy a whole truckload of water. And tell us what happened when
I was just getting ready to pay for it, and that gentleman came up, I had no idea who, and said, it did water going to Kentucky? I said, yes, to let me pay for it. And I couldn't talk him for doing it. He was determined to pay for that water.
He was determined to pay for it. And we called this, you can see the sign on the truck, Miracles for Mayfield. And let me tell you something, and within 24 hours, we raised almost $30,000 worth of goods on that truck. We've had food, amen, donated from Crawford's Produce. And by the way, they donated their truck and the driver to go to Mayfield and to collect all of these goods. So we want to send a shout out to them. Also, our community have come through in such a big way. We received checks from Springfield, Missouri, Branson, Missouri. And we're so honored that Pastor Jim Baker, amen, has sent a truck here. And of course, you can see it here on the side that's filled with food, toys, coats, and it's going to be an amazing day. And Pastor Jim, Lady Lori, and to the whole Morningside crew, we want to say thank you for coming to Mayfield's Rescue. And Pastor Jim and I had the wonderful opportunity to just about rebuild a city one time, and we've had a lot of experience in traveling down. We covered the flooding on the Mississippi River, and I tell you, and the list goes on. But I want to thank you for tuning in, and hey, we're about to jump in the truck, and we are headed to Mayfield in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen. Now, how much food were we able to get?
Oh, my God. We were able to get thousands of dollars worth of food, almost $15,000. But they donated a lot.
Yes.
And my God, it
saved
us lots
of money. That's the same food that we've been giving out all year, right?
Yes,
from
absolutely.
From this company.
Absolutely.
And it's beautiful food.
Oh, it was absolutely
phenomenal.
We
give it up here in the hills.
Yes.
every month almost, we've given food. I mean, good, fresh
produce.
You all see it here, come in the door, and beautiful produce.
Amen.
And so they, I bet they were thrilled to get that.
Oh, it was amazing. I mean, they were just, everybody was grabbing everything so quickly, you know.
When your stores are wiped out and your town's wiped out and your refrigerators are gone and everything's gone, you appreciate what you get.
Yes.
And I notice a big stack of our of the food.
Oh, yes.
And we're running low on food, by the way. But we're going to, we have, we're saving it for a rainy day. Maybe this is a rainy day. I don't know.
Well, you know, what's the fresh fruit is always a blessing. But I'm going to tell you how much people appreciated the dry food.
Yeah.
They were saying, we don't have anywhere to store. We don't have a refrigerator.
That's right.
We don't have it. But we can... pull it right out of the buckets. And
right.
I thought, man,
yes,
if Pastor Jim was here right now, he would be jumping up and down.
Oh, you know,
just think about it.
When we were in, where was the
Texas.
Last?
When we went to Texas.
Texas.
Yes.
Whereabouts was that? Houston?
Yes.
When, that,
yes.
when they had that huge flood. I mean,
Harvey. When we had Hurricane Harvey.
That was devastating.
Texas.
Yes, it was.
It was devastating. You were there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And... I was carrying buckets. Lori, you were out there passing it to the kids.
Yes,
she was. She was picking out food from the buckets that the kids would like.
Right. Yes,
you know,
the pancakes.
And telling them and letting the little kids pick out what they wanted to eat.
That's
a
blessing.
But what we did is brought them these buckets of food.
Right.
Yes. And they went crazy over it.
Yes.
And so I'm walking through the crowd carrying buckets, you know, bringing buckets out, unloading trucks and things. Mm. And it was like God just hit me. He said, these buckets are like having a refrigerator.
Yes. Yes. That's right.
It's like these last 30 years, this food in here, pancakes, whatever, is 30 years shelf life food. And that's what's a miracle. And I know right now we have, we got that order of 2,000, but I know that's going to be gone. But put your name in if it's all gone, and you'll get the next batch off the they're making it. And I'll tell you what, there's going to be some perilous times come this new year. This new year. Well, I want everyone to stand with us.
You know, there's a scripture in Matthew, the 25th chapter, Pastor, and it talks about when you've done it unto the least of these, my brethren. And, you know, Jesus separates the sheep from the goats at that story.
Right.
And the sheep are the ones that hears the voice of God and obeys and moves into that direction.
Amen.
And I tell you, if people would just hear from God, I believe that God would speak to them. And I believe that God's talking to people today to tell them to seed a seed into this ministry to do this. Because that's the separation. And they said to Jesus, they said, when did we see you hungry or thirsty? Or when did we see you in prison or sick or whatever? And Jesus said, when you've done it unto the least of these. And that's what we're doing. That's the whole purpose of what we're doing is taking care of people that can't get back.
We can't take care of the world, but whatever our hand finds to do, he said to do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Absolutely.
Amen?
Yes.
We have another video clip here showing the food we sent being delivered in Mayfield. Let's watch this together.
Hello, Pastor Jim and Morningside family. This is Clayton. I'm here with Pastor Theron and over in Mayfield, Kentucky, and doing a great outreach with Bishop Ronnie Webb. And this story has to be told. You've got to hear this story from pastor of this church here and the bishop and the first lady. I'm going to have him introduce himself now. Pastor Jim, they were just at Morningside not too long ago, sitting in our audience. They were looking at the food that we had, and they were thinking to themselves, they would love to start an outreach here in Mayfield. And fast forward a few months, and God has a big hand. Pastor, you didn't know about this, but I want them to share this story. Introduce yourself, Bishop.
Again, I'm Pastor George Hurd. This is my wife, Candace Hurd. She's the elect lady of Faith Miracle Temple of Glory Church here in Mayfield, Kentucky. We're looking to almost mimic what's happening right there at Morningside with the shelters, things of that nature, with the way that they're ministering to the world all over. And We actually came to visit a couple months ago on our vacation. It was kind of like a work vacation. We were actually wanting to come and see how things were being done there so we can learn from it. I was looking for somebody that could possibly take us under our wing and just show us the ropes, because we really want to learn how to do outreach.
Well, you're definitely in it now, aren't you?
Yes, sir. Had no idea the need was going to be so immediate. But I thank God we got lots and lots of help from all over the nation. People have responded to our situation fast and furious. And as you can see here, donations are everywhere. We just opened the doors Friday night, and they just start pouring in. God has answered a prayer, even in the midst of a tragic situation.
Yes,
and we are here, boots on the ground, ready to move forward.
When we were driving through, we've seen multiple churches today that were literally leveled. And it brought tears to our eyes to even think that, you know, as pastors, all of us working in the ministry, we put our blood, sweat, heart, and tears into building buildings for people. And then you're looking at them and they're gone. But thank God for all the pastors. I saw all the pastors of Mayfield and the surrounding communities with Bishop Ron Webb here kind of piloting the effort. And everybody was working together. And we've had pastors coming in just to, with all the food that Morningside and the Jim Baker Show has donated, and all the food supplies and two big, giant, huge barrels of clothes and food. And it's a blessing to be a part of this, but it was a bigger blessing to see the love of all the pastors of this town unifying and telling their stories. And what's your final thoughts that you would like to convey to the viewing audience across the world?
What I'd like people to know and understand is that there is a difference, a huge difference, when you have like-minded people coming together in prayer. I mean, our prayers move fast and furious, just like I said that the donations were coming in. I believe that's why. I'd like people to know and understand that it's the love. It's the love of God. His characteristics is being shown through us. His characteristics is being shown through you, through your giving. You may not have much, but that little, and that's what we've been seeing. You were willing to take the time to go out. So I want everybody to continue to spread love, because what we're doing is we're sharing God's heart. We're his hands, we're his mouth, we're his feet. Amen. And I want you guys to continue doing what you're doing, and we love you guys.
You were just at Morningside, and God was putting it on your heart to help reach the community, duplicate kind of what our vision is there at Morningside, and then full circle, the church we were going to take this to, the whole side of the building was up. That pastor called you.
Yes, sir.
And this is your sanctuary, right?
Yes, sir.
It don't look much like a sanctuary, but this looks like a storehouse.
Yes.
And Pastor, I'd love it if you just pray. You know, I don't think of this whole trip. We've been so busy, just running, unloading. And I'd like you just to say a prayer over the community and your fellow pastors.
Yes, sir. Father God, first of all, we thank you that you hear the prayers of your children always. Father, it's obvious that you are forever with us and that you will never forsake us. We thank you, Father, how you have reached out to every heart, every broken heart here in the city of Mayfield. There are those that lost loved ones, Father, but you promised that you would be with them, God, in every situation. Father, we extend your heart in the name of Jesus to all those who have suffered loss. And Father, we thank you that there is such an anointing, God, of restoration in here. Father, your spirit rests upon the city of Mayfield. And Lord God, we open up our hearts to receive everything that is you, so that we can give everything that is you. And Lord God, for the volunteers that have come near and far, Father God, we pray a special blessing upon them. Father, during this Christmas season, Father, they have placed their own lives on hold to come and spend Christmas in the trenches here with us here in Mayfield. And Father, we rejoice for everything that everybody is doing. We rejoice right now for everything that you're doing right now. In Jesus' name, we want to give you praise. We want to give you glory. We want to give you honor. Yes. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Pastor and First Lady. We appreciate you guys, and we know Pastor well enough to know that this probably isn't going to be the last time we see you guys. So we appreciate you guys.
We're on our way back.
God bless you guys. Thank you, Pastor Jim and Mama Lori, for sending us out and letting us be an extension of your ministry, and this has been a great blessing for us. Thank you.
The destruction, we see some of it, but you can't.
Yeah. Can't comprehend it unless you're there.
You see, it's like an atomic bomb has wiped whole areas out.
It looks like a war zone. But Pastor, I want to just interject for just a moment. We appreciate what a privilege to serve on the board, but what a privilege to be connected to the visionaries that care about the whole world. So I'm glad to be a part of Home Mission.
Amen. Yeah.
But this would never happen if it wasn't for you and Lady Lori.
Yes.
So let's praise God for Pastor Jim.
Amen.
We appreciate your heart for the things in the kingdom of God.
It's almost too much to take when you watch that, guys.
We're planning to send another truck, and we want to send what they need this time, too. I mean, they needed everything we sent them.
Sure.
But right now, we're going to see if they need food, if they need more coats, whatever. We want to help hurting people.
I think there may be a need for maybe a few more coats. We sent, we tallied up. I said it was like 1,200. My administrator told me it was almost 1,600 coats, so almost 2,000 coats. But here's the thing with food, the food don't last that long. They have nowhere to put it. This is
Those
the miracle right here.
It is.
This is like the refrigerator, and this stores
it
the
really
food
is
when they need it.
All right, we need a truck of lumber.
Yes.
Pastor Joe, you got some trim, but we got to have some
We got
lumber
some hot water heaters, too.
Oh, and good.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Got a truckload of hot water heaters.
I'm talking to an owner of a sawmill, and if we can make a deal with him on tractor-trailer loads of lumber, that's going to be our
that's
key.
That's the key right there. Yes.
Well, if anybody can help do something today, if you can send $1,000, that's going to help. That's part of that's going to pay to keep us on the air. But if you want to do just an $100 offering for the outreach, that'll be a fabulous thing to do right now. I want everybody to do something, to send whatever offering you can send, because God honors it, and God's going to take care of us. And the whole hellish world may come against us, but we're staying with God. Amen? Amen. So we're seeing more and more catastrophes, weather events than ever before. Now we're seeing extreme winter weather on the West Coast. And we're seeing all these things happen. You know, they had 100 inches of snow out west? 100 inches. That's a lot of snow. And so this is going to be a very, very wild year. I'm going to tell you that. And God's people need to be ready. And we need to sow into the work of the Lord that God's going to sow back to us. Let's look at this little weather report.
Extreme weather crashing the Christmas holiday. A 20-car pileup in northern Nevada, sending at least three to the hospital. While across the state line, heavy snow stranding drivers in Northern California.
It's been bad. Yeah, it's been bad, but we're trying to make it.
To whiteout conditions in Washington, snowy and slick streets in Seattle sent cars sliding. And more bad weather out west when a reported tornado touched down in Santa Barbara, California, uprooting trees, knocking down power lines and carports. In Oregon, the governor declaring a state of emergency. But it's a major warm-up for the southeast, parts of Texas soaring into the 90s, with more record-setting heat expected through Wednesday.
It's incredible. Everybody's out having a great time.
Weather whiplash, from sizzling temps to a rare white Christmas.
The extremes, good word, Nana, because that's, remember what Rick Joyner prophesied,
and
you see the extremes.
This year is going to be a very, very wild winter in some parts of the world. But we've got so much happening. This is going to be a year of natural disasters, if you want to call them that. But we're going to see things all over the world like we've never seen before. Let me just give you one thing God spoke to me, and I think I even mentioned it yesterday on the show I wrote down. There is going to be an event that takes place this year, this new year. And it's going to be so shocking, you'll wake up and be in shock. That's the kind of event that's coming. A lot's going to happen this year. So let's do it God's way. Amen? Well, we know we're running out of time.
And you know, Jim, this is your birthday month, and we have a lot of great birthday offers celebrating your 82nd birthday.
Wow.
And we did celebrate with all of you on the air, but all month long we have $82 offers in honor of Jim's 82nd birthday. And one of them, and I'm seeing over there by Tammy Sue, the Extreme Survival birthday offer. And you know, when I heard those tornadoes were hitting and floods and this and that, all I ever think about is our water, our Seychelles water. I'm like, I hope they have Seychelles water filtration systems. I hope somebody listened to this, brought these shows that for years Jim has been a voice screaming out. And we have, how many do we receive?
Yes, they received three of the 28-ounce Extreme Survival Water Bottles. That's the 28-ounce bottles. And so that's for a donation of $82 to the ministry. That includes shipping and handling as well. We also have, Dad, right now is the straws, which is one of our favorites. We've just brought them back. Now we're able to get them to you. Three of the Seychelles straws, which come with that same filter. Put it in your purse. Always keep it with you. And so three of the advanced straws for a donation of $82 to the ministry, and that includes the shipping and handling as well.
The thing that's going to save your life is water and food.
Yes.
And I have agonized for years with God how to get water to the people.
That's
and
right.
And this was the, I had barrels. Did you ever move a barrel?
Yes, we had literally when we had the kids, we lived in Branson. We had barrels of water under the house.
You can take rainwater and run them through these bottles and drink them. We drank the Mississippi River, Pastor.
Oh, that's right.
And you're still alive.
He got him to drink.
There we are right there.
We show this picture so many times, but it's a true story. They're at the Mississippi, everybody. The great Mississippi.
If we didn't believe in this product, we wouldn't be drinking the Mississippi. In fact, this was in flood state.
Yeah.
They said, don't drink the Mississippi at all. Don't even think about it.
That's another time he kidnapped you, remember?
We just need to have a show on some, you know.
On our trip.
Yeah. Travels with Pastor Jim.
Travels with Pastor Jim is pretty funny sometimes.
You know, one of the birthday offers that you guys have put together and honor of my birthday, it's not for me. It's not my birthday. This is what's going to help us do all the things we do.
That's right.
This is Steve Quayle's new documentary, Mega Drought.
Right.
You must get this film. That you and your family can be aware and be prepared for what's happening in the water supply. It will shock you.
Wow.
And it says the catastrophes, water wars, and nuclear war are about to ignite the greatest migration of humanity in Earth's history. And out west, the lakes are going down.
Right.
Down.
Lake Mead, Lake Powell. I mean, these are massive. Like, it's crazy what's happening. Would you like to see this clip real quick?
Sure, let's run it.
Okay.
And the globalists are not just causing drought. They're also actively controlling freezing weather fronts and dropping them on large segments of the population.
It's the accident turned catastrophe in just seconds.
The entire state, for the first time in weather history, under that winter storm warning. We also had portions in West Texas that were under a blizzard warning.
Another aspect of climate engineering operations that few know of and even fewer are willing to talk about is the engineered winter weather events, like what happened in Texas in spring of 2021, what's happened in Denver repeatedly, Boston in 2014, massive engineered cool downs that come from patented processes of chemical ice nucleation for weather modification. When Dallas was 0 degrees, at the same time, at the same latitude in Florida, it was 85 degrees. was 33 degrees at the North Pole, 33 degrees warmer than Dallas. So this part of geoengineering is not well known, and this is how they skew temperatures, this is how they mask the severity of global meltdown.
Right over our heads on a daily basis, we see the evidence of the world's governments trying to control the weather. That evidence is in the form of chemtrails that line our skies.
All roads lead back to the money printers, those who can manufacture as much money as they want from thin air for whatever they want. We have Senate documents, in the case of the U.S. Senate, going back decades, some of them 800 pages long, outlining the scope and scale of climate engineering operations and the global cooperation between nations with otherwise hostile relations. But when you intervene in totality, in the entire planet, no weather system, no weather event at that point can be considered natural. So global governments have made every effort to deny the ongoing climate engineering operations. What we can say again is climate engineering operations are creating short-term, highly toxic surface cool downs at the cost of an even worse warming, because these sprayed particulates that, according to the science data and the stated purpose of climate engineering, solar radiation management, to block some of the sun's incoming thermal energy, they can, again, create short-term, toxic, temporary cool downs at the cost of a worsened warming, because these particles also trap heat. They also are destroying the protective layers of the atmosphere, allowing even more thermal energy to penetrate. We are currently on course for what is known as Venus syndrome. If climate engineering continues, the planet enters runaway warming scenario, and the ability for it to cool itself is lost, and there is no end to that until a new equilibrium is reached, and all data indicates that could be as severe as what apparently took place on Venus.
Wow.
I'm telling you, this is one of the greatest documentary DVDs you will ever watch. It will wake you up. And Jim, I have a question for you. Do you believe that this is part of the shaking that the prophets have been talking about recently?
Absolutely. I absolutely believe. Mm-hmm. I want to say something, and this is supposed to be in my special message.
Okay.
But I keep dropping little things in. This year, this new year, is going to be more events, more weather events, mm-hmm. more natural events, and more warfare about mankind, and more stupidity among leaders than any year in history.
Wow.
Absolutely.
So we need to buckle up, put our seatbelts on, so to speak. We're on a roller coaster of a ride.
The prophets who I trust.
Yeah.
It is not getting better, and it's not going
to
get better.
But we have to stay strong.
I believe the fourth horse of the apocalypse is riding like crazy. Mm. I prophesied from the flu. They call it the Spanish flu, and I read the book to the people. How many times?
The
how many
great
got
influenza.
That book?
The great yeah. influenza.
The great influenza.
Right.
How long ago did I start sending that out?
Years ago.
Over a decade
ago.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
Or more.
Back in studio.
And it's happened. Exactly what God showed me is now happening.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I will.
So it's time to get things in order. It's time to have food.
Yes.
It's time to have a plan.
Yes.
If you're going to move, move where there's water.
Amen.
We believe in water. Amen. Because you need it. And these water bottles, they're
essential.
What are they? Three for, what did you say?
Three for $82.
$82.
And that includes shipping and handling, too.
Wow, that's incredible.
Those can save your life.
That's right.
I would put 100 of them in my basement if I could. I need to keep ordering more, because you can just give it to somebody and say, here. You can drink mud puddles from this water.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that right?
Yes, absolutely.
That's right. Yeah. Did I miss anything?
Well, what's amazing is when the extreme water bottles first came out, you see those pictures with Bishop and Jim at the Mississippi. When that first came out, those water bottles, right then, they were $150 a piece. And now to receive three for $82 is incredible. Wow. Plus shipping and handling.
Yeah.
I would take advantage of that offer right now. You need to call us at 1-888-988-1588 or go to the website, jimbakershow.com. Also, and remember, Mega Drought, we just showed you a little clip from Mega Drought. You can receive two of Steve Quayle's newest, and he actually said his last DVD documentary.
You said he's never going to make
it. And it is that powerful. Wow.
And he said there's not enough time.
Right.
Whoa.
That's what he said. He was on our show.
That's
said that.
He is shook up.
He is. And this will wake you up and help you to know what to do and what's going on so that you're not so petrified and fearful. Also, we have
my sermon's on
your
tape.
Sermon on the New Year's Eve.
We have guests from our special messages from Pastor Jim Baker, Emma Stark, Mary Ann Palusa McGahan, Dr. James Tan. And so this DVD set is packed with the prophetic. What is the word for 2022 for you and I and for the body of Christ? You can receive one for a donation of $35 to the ministry, or we've put together three of the DVD sets for an $82 love gift to the ministry, and that includes shipping and handling. Call us at 1-888-988-1588 to place your order. And I do want to say, Dad, you know, as we are entering into this new year, if you feel led to partner with our ministry, we have our monthly giving. We need the monthly giving to help us to stay on the air. And so we've been asking you to count me in. That's our monthly giving. Count me in here at the Jim Baker Show in Morningside to partner with us. We've done $1 a day, $30 a month, for $1 a day to help stand with our ministry and the outreaches that we do on a daily basis through Lori's House, through going to these areas that have been devastated, but also to stay on the air, to continue to preach the gospel. And so you can do that by joining the Count Me In, $1 a day. That's our monthly giving this year.
Amen.
Pastor Joe, I want to thank you and your wife for running Lori's House.
Thank you, Becky. Becky's out here.
I know, all the babies.
She's amazing.
Lots of babies. You're always having babies over there.
That's a big job. That's
a
big ministry.
From abortion.
This is a big ministry.
Yes. God hates abortion, and He wants us to save babies.
Look at that.
And we have a mighty big house.
Yes. Amen.
And
full of babies.
Full of babies. All the time.
It's amazing.
Christmas was exciting.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Full house.
We have to go. Bishop Ron Webb, thank you for being with us.
Amen.
Bless God bless
once again. Thank you, Bishop. We love you.
And thank you, Pastor Joe Campbell, who is our pastor here. You're going to love him because he loves the congregation.
That's right.
The love of God.
Yes, he does.
And his wife, Becky. We love you. God loves you. He really does. Bye-bye for today. Stand with us, will you?
Bye-bye. We love you. Call us.
Thank you for watching today's program. We need your support now more than ever. Call us today, 1-888-988-1588. You can also write to The Jim Baker Show at P.O. Box 7330, Branson, Missouri 65615. Please make all checks payable to Jim Baker Show. Or you can make your donation and order of other products online at our website, jimbakershow.com. Thank you for your continued prayers and financial support. It's because of partners like you that we can continue to broadcast the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world.